The Quran is one thing, if you read it, this blessing, if you try to understand it, this blessing, if you try to practice on it, this blessing, if you propagate it, this blessing, if you write it, this blessing, and if you learn it, this blessing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's angels also have not been blessed with the recitation of the Holy Quran. That is why you find in so many hadiths that when a group gets together into the masjid to recite Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Quran and to teach it to others, then the angels descend. They cover them up with rahmat, and with Allah's rahmat covers them up. Sakina, or peace of mind, descends upon them, and the angels cover them up. So these angels come down to listen to the Quran. There are in hadiths that angels come down to listen to our Quran when it is recited in the namaz, and then they also say Ameen when Walad Dallin is said. So this recitation of the Quran, because Quran is the word of Allah. The other Anbiyas were given books. If you write to somebody from here to Johannesburg, that is a book, that is a letter, they can read it. But one is you speak to the person over the phone. So these are actually words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which has come onto the heart of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and therefore when we are reading it, Hazrat Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi in his Ahya'ul Ulum, he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that shame on you, O believer, if some friend of yours has to write to you from a distant land and you receive that letter of his whilst walking on the street, then you will stop same place. You will read that letter over and over because you have received the letter after a long time. So you are so thrilled, you are so excited that you stop same place, and you are so happy, you are so overjoyed, and that you read the letter over and over. But shame on you that my kalam, my Quran, which has been revealed to you, which are my words directly to you, for that you have got no time, and you have got no time to reflect and ponder. Then he says that if one of your friends is talking to you, a dear beloved friend, then you don't like anybody else to even disturb you. If somebody else come in between, you tell him, stop, I'm talking to my friend. And you want to listen to him very, very carefully. You do not want to miss any part of his conversation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then this, I am your friend. I have revealed this Quran to you. I am talking to you. And when my Quran is recited, you have got no time. You have got no interest in it. You do not concentrate. There's no sincerity, no devotion. Then isn't that a shame? So this is the Holy Quran, which was revealed for the guidance of mankind. In it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared everything that is good for the ummah and everything that is bad for the ummah, everything that will raise us to high and lofty position, and everything that will bring us crashing down to the ground, that is in the Quran. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is reported to have said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yarfa'u bihadha al-kitab aqwaman wa yada'u bihi akharin, that it is by means of this kitab that Allah ta'ala gave lofty positions and he raised some nations, and it is by means of the same kitab that Allah Ta'ala will bring down and humiliate and bring them right down. That is, those who will practice on the Quran, Allah Ta'ala will give them lofty position, superiority. He will give them government. He will give them peace of mind. He will give them contentment of the heart. He will give them unity. He will save them from all disputes and faction fights and all the rest of it. There will be contentment. And those people who are not going to practice, then they will suffer all the problems and difficulties and hardships. So it is this Quran which has to be learned. It is this Quran which has to be recited. It is this Quran which has to be taught. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَقَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ. The best of you is he who learns the Quran and then teaches it. And in one hadith it is, أَوْ عَلَّمَ, that either he just learns it, or he teaches it, or he learns and teaches it, whatever way. But that those are the best of people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they are the best. Why are they the best? Because if they are going to teach you the Quran, that this is what the Quran says, then it means that community will be practiced on that Quran, they will be raised to high and lofty positions. Here I am reminded, it just came to mind, of Mahirul Qadiri's famous Quran ki faryad. I remember a few lines from there, in which he says,